Years passed, and Israel was in trouble again. Shamgar, Deborah, Gideon, Abimelech, Tola, Elon, and more were all judges and deliverers of Israel. This time the Philistines had them. Others were to come to finish the work, but God chose Samson to strike the first blow to free the Israelites.
Oh, Samson, it's been said you were a mighty man. I've heard it said you killed a lion with your hand. And when the people of Philistia raised your ire, ain't you the man who set their fields on fire? You faced an army of Philistines all alone. And didn't you tear at their flesh with just a bone? So tell me, Samson, if these things I hear are true, how could you let a woman get the best of you?
I've heard it said you were the best of many men, that you could tear a city gate right off its hinge, and that the strongest rope just could not hold you bound, and you completely tore one temple down.
How could you let yourself get caught in such disgrace? You got the best of every man you ever faced. And after all the mighty enemies you slew,
how could you let a woman get the best of you?
You've battled many a man till he has turned and fled, then turned around and let a woman turn your head. You loved to best a man, but you were bound to fall by the very thing that you loved best of all.
Oh, Samson, it's been said you were a mighty man, and women were your weakness, this I understand. But after all the mighty armies you went through,
how could you let a woman get the best of you? Oh, Samson, it's been said you were a mighty man, and women were your weakness, this I understand. But after all the mighty armies you went through, how could you let a woman get the best of you? How could you let Delilah get the best of you?